So welcome to class 5. Again, this class now is adding all the other classes together, so it does get harder. You need to drop back to the previous class, then make sure that you do. So we're going to begin this session standing with our feet hip width and distance, nice and parallel. We're finding mountain pose, allowing the spine to elongate and that length to come through the crown of the head. We'll open the chest. And we'll allow ourselves to inhale and bring the arms parallel to the floor and exhale, float them back down by the side. Inhale, the palms will come parallel. Exhale, the arms will float back down. Inhale, the arms float up so that they come parallel. Exhale, they float down by the side of the body. Inhale, parallel, expanding through the abdomen. Exhale, dissolving the breath out of the belly. Inhale, allowing it to come past that parallel line so that it's halfway from parallel to the sky, and exhale all the way back down. Inhale, parallel, move through the parallel line so you come in horizontal. Exhale all the way back down. Inhale, sending the arms all the way through parallel. Coming all the way through and exhale back down. Inhale, we're expanding through the belly, through the rib cage as the arms come halfway between parallel and the ceiling. Exhale back out of the ribs and the belly. Inhale parallel through that halfway point and then all the way vertical with the arms and fingers. Exhale, the arms flow all the way back down by the side of the body. Inhale through the belly, the ribs and the chest. This is the same movement that we've been doing on the floor the last few weeks. Now we're adding it to our standing. As you inhale, the arms float up, filling into your yogic breath. As you exhale, the arms float down. As you inhale, the arms float all the way up. And as you exhale, the arms flow all the way down by the side of the body. So now, allowing the arms to come to the side and up and over, we're going to take a hold of your right wrist and exhale gently over to the left. As you inhale, come all the way up. As you exhale, going all the way back over to the left, stretching all that right side. As you inhale, back up. As you exhale, pushing through the feet all the way over. Hold there and just take a few breaths. Really root down that right foot as you open all the right side up, keeping the arms equal to the ears and breathing the breath. With the inhale, come back up. With the exhale, float both arms to the side of the body. Inhale, we'll take the arms up. We'll take a hold of the opposite wrist, that left one. With the exhale, we come over to the other side. Inhale up, exhale over to the right. Inhale up, exhale over. And then staying here and just finding them few breaths, rooting down that left foot as you extend all the way through the left side of the body, keeping the arms equal by the ears, breathe in your breath. Inhale back up. Exhale, float the arms all the way down by the side of your body. So just softening into your knees now and just ragdoll. So just gently releasing the arms, let them sway side to side. Head moves with the spine. As you just keep their knees soft and you just allow yourself just to release left to right. This time stay to the right side. Just gently bring in that right arm behind the sacrum. The left hand to the shoulder and just keep them knees soft as you allow yourself to twist into that right side. Nice deep breaths, easing over to the right. One more breath and then come all the way back round and we'll switch it to the other side. So this time the right hand will place on the left shoulder, the left hand will behind the back, soft knees and you're breathing over to the left. And again, just allowing that breath to come in as you observe that gentle twist. And then coming gently back to center when you're ready. So now we're just going to take that interlock behind the back and take that inhale open the throat and stay on the sacrum as you exhale, melt all the way over, releasing the head, let the arms flow over towards the floor. Hands back to the sacrum, inhale up through a lovely flat back. Soft knees. And then again, inhale, open the chest, the throat, soften the knees, hands at the sacrum till you dissolve all the way over, release the head, and then let the arms flow all the way over the head. Release the hands back to the back, inhale all the way up. Again, soften off the knees, take an inhale, look up, open the chest, exhale all the way over, release the head, let the arms come all the way over towards the floor. And then just allowing yourself just to find a few breaths here with the arms moving closer and closer towards the floor as you breathe your breath into your shoulders, into the belly, into the back, into the arms. Really let go of the head, chin to chest. Rooting through your feet, really grounding. Then bringing the hands gently back to the sacrum. Soften the knees, inhale, bringing the spine all the way back up. And then releasing them hands to the side of the body. Allowing yourself just to root through the feet as you step them about a leg length or a little bit more than a leg length. We're sending right toes towards the short edge of the mat. We'll float the arms up with an inhale so they're in line with your shoulders. With your next exhale, bend that right knee on top of the ankle. See the big toe, inhale up. Exhale, bend the knee on top of the ankle. Inhale, back straight leg. Exhale, bend the knee on top of the ankle. Now gaze down just to see you can see your big toe. Your knees aim into the little toe side. Gaze towards the right fingertips. Inhale, palms up. Exhale, palms gently down. Inhale, palms up. Exhale, palms down. Inhale, palms up. Exhale, palms down, gazing at the tips of the right fingers. Inhale, float the legs straight. Keep the arms up and just adjust your feet over to the other side. Exhale, bend that left knee on top of the ankle. Inhale, straighten the leg. Exhale, bend the knee. Inhale, straighten the leg. Exhale, bend the knee on top of the ankle so you can see the big toe. The knee is aiming to the little toe side. You're rooting down the edge of your right foot. Gaze towards fingertips, inhale, palms up, exhale, palms down. Inhale, palms up, exhale, palms down. Inhale, palms up, exhale, palms down. Inhale, straighten that leg and float the arms all the way down by the side. Hook in your left toes in. And slowly and gently just ease your legs in back to hip width in distance and then join the inside of the feet together. We'll bring the hands to prayer at heart. And then from here, just allowing yourself to take the weight onto the right foot, we'll find our tree pose with the left leg. So the knee opens to the left, you can take it so toes are on the floor and the heels resting. You can bring the leg, the foot below the knee, or you can bring it above the knee joint. Pressing the foot into the leg and the leg into the foot, extend the arms overhead and allow that breath to come in and out. Really engage down that extended right foot. Push the earth away as you extend through the crown to the fingers. Then float the arms either side of the ears, arms straight if possible, and breathe. Bring the hands back together, seal them down to the heart and release that left foot. You're going to switch the weight now into the left foot and open into your tree right leg. The foot can come to the lower leg or the upper leg. And again, you're pushing the foot into the leg into the foot. Again, we push through that extended foot. We lengthen up the arms, we settle the shoulders, the jaw, and we breathe our breath. If all feels well here and comfortable, letting the arms gently part either side of your ears and breathe in. Then slowly bring the hands to seal down through the heart space and then gently release that right foot back to the floor. So just gently releasing the hands back to the side of your body, stepping your feet again about a leg length, send your right toes out to the short edge, inhale, float the arms up. Exhale, sending the right arm down, the left arm up. Inhale up. Exhale, over and down. Arms facing towards the front. Exhale, over, keep the shoulders stacking. And then from here, if all feels well, you can just gaze forward or you can gaze up towards that extended hand, that left hand. You can gaze up. Really rooting down your feet, opening all the left side of your body, and breathe. One more breath, then inhale all the way up. Release your arms and slowly switch your feet. So left toes to the short edge, exhale, left arm down, right arm up. Inhale, back up, exhale, back over. Inhale, back on up, push through the feet, exhale, back over, and just settling in here again, you can gaze up towards the extended finger thumbs, and just allowing yourself to observe the neck, push through the feet, draw the navel back, and breathe nice deep breaths here. And then slowly inhale all the way back up, float the arms down. Gently adjust the feet, come back to the front of the mat, feet hip width and distance, nice and parallel. So from here, we're just going to step back with the left foot, but the hips stay moving towards the front of the mat. The left heel is down, we inhale, we bend the right knee and we float the arms by the side of the ears. Right knee is on top of ankle, exhale, straighten the leg, float the arms down. Inhale, we bend the right knee on top of the ankle, we float the arms all the way up by the side of the ears. Exhale, straighten the leg, arms down. Inhale, bend the knee, float the arms up. Just lean gently forward from the hip, just to lengthen out that lower back, really pushing down the edge of that left foot and the heel, allowing the chest to open, tucking the tail slightly, and allowing your chest to open as you breathe, knee on top of the ankle of the right leg. Slowly push through the foot, float the arms down. Gently step the foot a little bit closer. We'll interlock the hands behind the back. We're going to inhale. We open that chest. We bend that right knee a little bit. And then we're going to exhale over that right leg. Bend the knee as much as you need to. Keep the back leg straight. Float the arms all the way over. Exhaling. As you inhale, hands back to the back. Float back up. We've already done this. We're just adding the legs differently. Exhale. We float over that soft bent knee. You let the arms come over, squeeze out all that breath. Hands back to the sacrum as you inhale all the way back up. As you exhale, soften the knee as you float the waist all the way over. Release the head, let the arms come all the way over the head. From here, we'll stay and find a few breaths. Remember, the back leg is straight, the front leg, knee can be slightly bent. Breathing nice deep breaths, opening the arms. One last breath here. And then hands back to the sacrum as you slowly push through that foot and bring in the waist back up. Release the hands, step the foot forward and step the right foot back. So with that inhale, we bend that left knee, we float the arms all the way by the side of your ears. With your exhale, straighten the leg, float the arms down. The back right heel is down. Inhale, bend the knee, float the arms over. Exhale, straighten the leg, float the arms down. Inhale, bend the knee, float the arms up. See that the knee is on top of the ankle. Exhale, back down. With this one, we'll stay. Inhale, floating the arms up, bend the knee. And then just come from the hips and lean forward slightly. Really root down the back edge of that right foot. And as you lean forward, tuck your tail, draw your navel back and open the chest any amount as you breathe. Nice nourishing breaths, really rooting through the feet, really lengthening the spine. Inhale, straighten the leg, float the arms down. Then take an interlock with your hand, step one step a little bit closer. Exhale, bend that left knee as you float the waist over and let the arms come over. Keep that back right heel down. Inhale, send the waist back up. Exhale, soften that front left knee, float over, let the arms come all the way over. Really root through that right straight leg. Inhale, back up. Exhale, back down and in. Arms float over with the exhale. Really rooting through the feet, sending the left hip slightly back. So hips are square. And then just taking some nice deep breaths here as the arms float over the head. Really nice deep breaths. And then whenever you're ready, again, slowly releasing the hands to the sacrum. As you slowly push through the feet and bring yourself vertical, release the hands, step the feet back to the front of the mat, hip width and distance, allowing yourself just in this moment to lengthen up through the spine, finding that length, and then we'll soften the chin to the chest, soften your knees, roll all the way down your spine into your Uttanasana. Just gently melt here and then step one foot back, that right leg all the way back, drop that right knee, just finding your lunge with the knee on the floor. You can stay with the knee on the floor or gently lift that knee off. Make sure the left knee is on top of the ankle, gazing forward, lengthening your spine and taking a few breaths. One more nice big breath. Then you're going to drop that back knee. I want you to take that foot all the way back forward to your forward fold, getting ready for the other side. Step back with your left leg, drop the knee down. Check the right knee is on top of the ankle. Again, lengthen through, stay there, or lift up that back left knee. Gazing forward, lengthening your spine, high off the back heel. Really finding that solid foundation through the feet and the toe. Gently drop the left knee and then take the right knee to meet the left knee on the floor. We'll find the knees underneath the hips, the hands underneath the shoulders. Let's move into some cat-cows. With the exhale, release the head, push the earth away, open your back. With the inhale, find the chest, open as the navel drops down, throat opens. Exhale, push the earth away as you find your cat. Inhale, dropping the navel, opening your chest, your throat. Exhale, find your cat stretch. Just moving with your breath as it comes and as it goes. And then slowly and gently tuck your toes, moving into Adho Mukha Svanasana, down facing dog, feet hip width and distance. Paddle into your feet, heel toe in, one long line from your wrist to your sit bones. The heart is moving through to the legs. Then just lift off both heels as you bend the knees, send the heels down. And just moving this way, lifting the heels and gently padding them down, and then surrender back to your knees. Find your cow. As you exhale back into your downward facing dog, heels down, lengthening the spine. As you inhale, drop your knees, drop the navel, open your chest and your throat. As you exhale, send the knees up, back into your downward facing dog, lengthen the spine. As you inhale, drop the knees, navel sinks, chest opens, gazes forward. As you exhale, lift the knees, send the sit bones up, lengthen the spine. Find a few more breaths here in your downward facing dog. And then drop them knees gently back down, release into a child, sinking the bum to the heels, forehead down, release off your wrists, swaying the wrists from side to side. And then melt the hands back down onto the floor. Nice deep breaths into the back body. Now, when you feel ready, we're just going to come back onto all fours. And just allow yourself just to take the forearms down and melt the body all the way down to the floor. Release your forehead. You can allow the arms to float behind the back and just take that interlock that we've been working with. So the interlock is behind the sacrum and your legs are active, point through the toes. With your inhale, lift your head and your chest and let the arms float away from the body. With the exhale, take the forehead down, surrender the arms to the back. As you inhale, we're lifting the head and the chest and the arms move away from the back. As you exhale, release everything back down. So as you inhale, we're encouraging the space of the shoulders to open, the chest to open. Just allowing yourself to find a few breaths here, allowing the chest to open, using the breath, arms gently moving away from the body as you breathe. Legs strong. Exhale back down, release the hands, release your cheek. Just find a few easy breaths here. Breathe in nice and easily. Hands come into the ribs, push all the way back to your knees. And then we're just going to come to a seat. So just shoot your legs forward. Come to your sit bones, draw out any flesh so that you really do feel the sit bones. Lengthen the legs forward. And then we're just going to bend both knees up and just release off that left knee so that the foot is coming in towards the right thigh. Draw the flesh back. Flex the right foot. Keep the knee so it is bent, lengthen the spine, take an inhale. And then exhale, just walk the fingertips all the way forward so that the rib cage is coming towards the thighs. The knee needs to be bent enough so that you feel that contact. And as you get here, I just want you to keep that contact as you start to ease your heel a little bit further away from the body to allow yourself to find more of a stretch through the back of the leg, but coming through from the hip and waking up the back of the legs. Just being really mindful that there's no discomfort in the spine here. Keep the knee bent if you need to. And just finding some easy, steady breaths. You can hold the foot, you can keep the hands down. We're going to come all the way back up, inhale. Bending both knees back up. Left knee is bent. Now open the right knee. Draw the flesh back. Flex the left foot. And again, inhale, lengthen all the way up through the spine. And then with the exhale, again, bring the left ribs now to the left thigh with that deep bent knee. Then when you get there, again, you're going to start to ease the heel away from the body. But again, being really mindful of any discomfort. Shoulders are away from ears. Nice, deep, nourishing breaths in and out. Soften the jaw, the eyes. Last breath. And then whenever you feel ready, once again, you're going to start to ease your way back up. We're going to release them legs again forward. Adjusting the flesh, bend both knees. Take an inhale, lengthen your spine, feet flex. Melt the ribs over the thighs. Again, you've got that contact between the thigh and the ribs. And then you're going to, again, slowly ease the legs out. They may never straighten within this session. They may straighten. But just do what your body's giving at this moment. Nice deep breaths. Last nice nourishing inhale. Complete exhale. And then again, whenever you're ready, allowing yourself to gently and slowly come all the way back up. So just shuffle your bum towards your feet and then we're just going to come all the way down onto our back. So just take your time to roll down onto your back. We're going to straighten out the legs from here. And then we're going to bring the right knee in towards the chest. The left hand will place on the right knee. And you release the right arm away from the body. With your exhale, you're going to let that right knee come across and over the body to the left. The knees will move in the same direction and the feet.
As that right hip lifts up towards the sky, there's that rotation that comes in through the abdomen, and we get a beautiful opening into the chest. Releasing the head the opposite way. When you're ready, gently come back up, extending the right leg back to neutral. Bring that left knee in, take the right hand onto the left knee, and take the twist to the right, lifting the left hip high, gazing off to the left, letting the shoulders spread, and just observing your breath here. You settle in. One more breath. And then once again, just slowly bringing yourself back up. So now we're getting ready for Shavasana. So allowing yourself just to find corpse pose. And just allow for a moment the hands just to rest on the abdomen. And I just want you to feel your belly breathe. As you inhale, feel the belly expand. Observe how it's feeling in this space. And as you exhale, notice the breath leave this area. As you inhale, expanding the abdomen. As you exhale, leave him. Now come to the ribs and just observe in your rib cage. Inhale, and as you exhale, the ribs soften. As you inhale, the ribs expand. And as you exhale, the ribs soften. Inhale, exhale. And now into the chest. Collarbones and the shoulders as you inhale and as you exhale. Maybe noting from when you began this session, class one, the difference now in your breath within these spaces. You inhale into the chest, the shoulders, and as you exhale. And now just bringing your left hand to your heart and the right hand to the belly and just see how that full yogic breath moves. Belly, ribs, chest. Exhale, chest, ribs, belly. As you inhale, belly, ribs, chest. And as you exhale, inhale deeply and exhale. So just breathe in this way just for a few more rounds. Just inhaling completely and exhaling completely. Just see if you can keep the attention of the mind on this breath. Every time the mind drifts, just gently bring it back to this awareness of your breath as you inhale and as you exhale. As you inhale, full breath, as you exhale, complete exhale. Just allowing the awareness of the mind to find the transition from the inhale to the exhale, from the exhale to the inhale. Full, complete yogic breaths. With the mind resting fully and attentively on the breath that moves within the body. Again, as the mind gently drifts, just gently bring it back to the breath.
Just one or two more breaths like this. Full focus, full awareness. Nice deep inhale, followed by exhale. And now, when you feel ready, just allowing yourself just to feel into the whole of the body. Just feel the whole of your body as you breathe. And then just taking your time to gently and slowly release your hands. So we're going to take relaxation now. So just taking your hands gently by the side of the body in your own time. Allowing yourself to find your full corpse pose. The toes fall out to the corners of the mat, the palms will turn up, fingers curl, head in alignment with the spine. So relax your entire body to the best of your ability. Feel that comfortable heaviness that accompanies relaxation. Breathe easily and freely, just in and out. And notice how the relaxation increases as you exhale. Feel the relaxation. Now breathe in and fill your lungs. Inhale deeply and hold your breath. Study the tension. Now exhale, let the walls of your chest grow loose and push all the air out automatically. Continue relaxing and breathing freely and gently. Feel the relaxation and enjoy it. With the rest of your body as relaxed as possible, fill your lungs again. Breathe in deeply and hold it again. That's fine. Breathe out and appreciate the relief. Now breathe normally. Continue relaxing your chest and let the relaxation spread to your back, shoulders, neck, arms, let go. And enjoy the relaxation. Now pay attention to your abdominal muscles, your stomach muscles. Tighten your stomach muscles outwards and make your abdomen hard. Notice the tension and relax. Let the muscles loosen and notice the contrast. Once more, press and tighten your stomach muscles, hold the tension, and relax. Notice the general well-being that comes with relaxing your stomach. Now draw your stomach in, pull the muscles right in, and feel the tension this way. Now relax again, let your stomach out. Continue breathing normally and easily. And feel the gentle massaging action all over your chest and stomach. Now pull your stomach in again and hold the tension. Now push out and tense like that, hold the tension. Once more pull in and feel the tension. Now relax your stomach fully. Let the tension dissolve as the relaxation grows deeper. Each time you breathe out, notice how your chest and your stomach relaxes more and more. Try and let go of all contractions anywhere in your body. You will find that you can move into a deeper state of relaxation by simply concentrating on relaxing. Relax your feet, ankles, calves, shins, knees, thighs, buttocks, and hips. Feel the heaviness of your lower body as you relax still further. Now spread the relaxation to your stomach, waist, lower back. Let go more and more. Feel the relaxation all over. Let it progress to your upper back, chest, shoulders, and arms, and right down to the tips of your fingers. Keep relaxing more and more deeply. Down you go into relaxation. I will count from 10 to 1. When we reach 1, you will be where you want to be in relaxation. 10, relax. 9, some more. 8, down you go. 7, 6, 5, let go. 4, nearly there. 3, 2, 1, fully relaxed. You are aware of any remaining tension. Just let it go. Now, allowing some deeper breaths to come within, wiggling your fingers and your toes. And bring the knees into the chest. Little massage on the back, roll onto one side. And then when you feel ready, just slowly bring yourself back up to the front of your mat. Prayer, hands, allowing the head to the heart. Thank you so much for joining me for these 5 sessions. Namaste.